You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. This is your daily horoscope for Friday, February 23rd, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Just a friendly reminder, there is a link in the show notes to send an automatic email to your representatives and demand a ceasefire for the ongoing genocide in Gaza. All you have to do is click a few buttons and everything auto-populates for you. All you have to do is hit send and it will automatically email your representatives. There's also a link in the show notes to sign a petition to end the genocide and child labor in the Congo. Big tech companies like Apple and Tesla are over-extracting and mining in the Congo, which has forced mass displacement of the Congolese people. There are also over 40,000 children in the mines working at any given time. Everything helps, and thanks for using your voice to make a difference in this world. Alrighty, the action starts out around 5:30 p.m. when the moon enters Virgo. And as Shania Twain would say, from this moment on, we are building towards our full moon in Virgo moment. Today, we're just getting a little sneak preview. And when the moon is in Virgo, it puts us in a more analytical mood, even a more critical mood. But this can be a good time to refine, edit, especially our schedule. Communication picks up, but beware of overthinking as well. You're going to want to be especially mindful of overthinking around 9 p.m. when the moon in Virgo forms an opposition to Mercury in Pisces. Mercury is the planet of communication and information. And when the moon sits across the sky from Mercury, it can put our emotional needs or even our intuitive impulses at odds with our logical mind. Sometimes conversations can also be a little bit more tense around this time, or maybe you're just simply addressing something or communicating something important. Aries, when the moon enters Virgo, it brings attention to your day-to-day life, habits, and schedule. This can be a busier time for your responsibilities, and you're going to have to prioritize your obligations over having fun for the next few days. But on the bright side, you can make a ton of progress. And this is also a really aligned time to refill your cup and to set boundaries around your responsibilities and prioritize your well-being. Taurus, once the moon enters Virgo, it puts you in a more playful mood. You might be focused on creating a plan for your next creative project, or maybe you're even engaging in some intimate or exciting conversations with a romantic partner about your potential future or your pleasures and desires. This is a great time to focus on hobbies and activities that bring you joy and letting your inner teen or inner child call the shots. Gemini, once the moon enters Virgo, it puts you in a more reflective mood. You're turning inward and focused on your private life and what you keep to yourself. Some of this may make you more nostalgic as you review old memories. This is also a great time to connect with your chosen family and people who leave you feeling nourished and replenished. Cancer, once the moon enters Virgo, important conversations may come to light. This can be a really great time to share your feelings, your thoughts, or ideas with others, or even on social media if you have hopes of going viral. This can also be a busier time for you socially. Maybe you're connecting with friends, going to a fun event, or even signing up for a class and learning something new. Leo, once the moon enters Virgo, it brings attention to your finances and your relationship with work. You could be wrapping up a big project around this time, or maybe you're going for a promotion or a raise. This is also an important time for you to reflect on your own self-worth and focus on the unique talents and gifts that you possess and offer this world. Virgo, once the moon enters your sign, you might be feeling a little bit more sensitive as this can bring up personal issues. But this is a great time for you to focus and prioritize your needs, your desires, your passions. And you may also be gaining more attention around this time, so take advantage of it, especially if you have something important to share. And this is also a really cute time to experiment and play with your identity and your sense of style. Libra, once the moon enters Virgo, it puts you in a more private mood. You could also be focused on closing out a cycle or moving through big emotions. This is also a really important time for you to listen to your intuition and your body and to prioritize rest. Signs and symbols can come through your dreams. And this is also an important time for you to own up to any behaviors or patterns that are ultimately self-defeating and leaving you stagnant. Scorpio, once the moon enters Virgo, it brings attention to your friendships, your network, your sense of belonging, as well as your hopes and dreams for the future. So this could be a busier time for you to connect with people who share similar values and interests as you. Maybe you have a fun social event planned with some friends, or perhaps you're even just funneling a lot of your energy into one of your goals and making some progress. Sagittarius, once the moon enters Virgo, it brings attention to your career, your public reputation, and any major life milestones that you're focused on. This can be a great time to go viral, gain recognition. So if you have an important message to share, now is the time to do it. And you could also be focused on some of your major personal goals or important relationships in your life. Capricorn, once the moon enters Virgo, important conversations are either progressing or beginning. Information that you learn or share today has the potential to shift your perspective. This is a wonderful day to zoom out and consider all of the possibilities that lie ahead of you. You could also be focused on writing, speaking, sharing some of your expertise, taking a class, or even traveling. Aquarius, once the moon enters Virgo, it brings attention to your finances. You could be focused on settling debt or a contract or obligation that you're committed to. This can also be a busy time for having more intimate and vulnerable conversations in your close relationships, and also for processing big feelings and emotions from the past and focusing on your healing. Pisces, once the moon enters Virgo, it brings attention to your close one-on-one relationships. It's possible that someone important in your life is going through a lot and maybe they need some advice or more support from you. This can also be a busier time for contract work and potential collaborations, a great time to brainstorm with someone else, or maybe you're focused on a romantic partner and discussing the future together. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much and see you tomorrow.